Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Everybody calm down. Okay, finally there's a headline that everybody is taking seriously. I have never had so many people ask for a booster vaccine now. Everybody calm down, okay? Apparently, this was on somebody's podcast, okay? I don't even know if it's real. It did pique my interest. Yes, it did. Can't say this is real, but before everybody starts to panic and try to get 5, 6, 7 COVID boosters, let's break this down. Okay, calm down. Take a deep breath. Apparently, somebody thinks he has something called COVID blank or COVID penis. And COVID penis allegedly shrunk his organ. He had COVID. Now he says he's lost an inch and a half. Calm down. Can you measure yourselves after the, can you get through the segment? You can measure yourselves after the segment. Okay? He thinks he lost 1.5 inches of length to his penis. And now we have COVID penis all over the news. And I just don't think we have enough boosters to go around for everybody wanting to get boosted. So let me give you guys the scoop here, okay? And power to this podcast couple. There's a podcast called Sex Advice with Stoya and Rich. And apparently they don't use the term penis. They'll use the D word. And they're very open about, I guess, sex topics. And somebody allegedly wrote them a letter saying that this is what happened to them. Dear How to Do It, I'm a heterosexual man in my 30s. In July of last year, I contracted COVID and was very sick. When I got out of the hospital, I had some erectile dysfunction issues, which we've seen, no big deal. I mean, not, it's a big deal, but I mean, nothing new. Those gradually got better with some medical attention, but I seem to be left with a lasting problem. He says my penis has shrunk before I got sick. Oh, I think they messed up the punctuation. He said my penis has shrunk. There should be a period or a punctuation mark. Before I got sick, he said I was above average. Not huge, but definitely bigger than normal. He says now I've lost 1.5 inches and become decidedly less than average. It's apparently due to vascular damage, and my doctors think it's likely permanent. It shouldn't really matter, but it has a profound impact on my self-confidence and my abilities in bed. I know you can't give me back my missing length and girth. I was wondering if you could give me advice on what to do. Now signed up, coming up short. Oh, signed, coming up short. Okay. So, I mean, will COVID, a virus, take your finger, take your leg, take your penis, take your boobies, and shorten them? No, I don't believe so. What I do believe, though, because we do have some data, that COVID does infect all organs, brain, the gut, the penis, the ovaries. And there is some data on endothelial dysfunction or issues with the blood flow. If there's issues with the blood flow, hands down, yes, we're seeing erectile dysfunction after COVID. That's nothing new. We've known about that for a while. But to decrease the length and shorten the corpus cavernosum, shorten the skin. I mean, does he have saggy skin? You know, whenever you lose weight, then all of a sudden you have like saggy skin. I mean, if your length is this much, you know, and you have all the blood vessels and the nerves and the connective tissue, is it shaving that down? What my guess is his erections are not very full. And if you don't have a full erection, the more erect, the bigger it looks. So I believe that he still has the matter that allows him to be the length that he wants to be, but he's unable to get the erection in order to maintain that. So, is there such a thing as COVID penis? If COVID penis is your erectile dysfunction, then yes, that is a thing. If COVID penis is you lose and you lob off an inch and a half, or you circumcise, no, that's not a thing. But, you know, I don't have a penis. If I did, I think I'd be very, very concerned about this, and I'd probably get 17 boosters. I'd probably not want to have anything happen to it. I really don't understand how you guys think of anything else, because if I was male, all I would do is be thinking about my penis, because that's like a real important organ, and I could understand how a lot of confidence and a lot of direction, your compass. My husband could find anything in the house. And I really think it's that. It points. I follow it. I'm like, look, I don't even show him anymore because he doesn't have his reading glass. I just show his penis. I go, here, find the keys. Here, find this book. And then, you know, we follow it around the house. So, honestly, I feel for you guys. This is no joke. But if you want to look at some of the data, it's called COVID-19 endothelial dysfunction can cause erectile dysfunction, histopathological, immunohistochemical, and ultrastructural study. And I showed you some pictures where the structure is affected by COVID virus. It's just to lose an inch and a half. I believe that the potential is there. So what do you do? Well, there's rehab. So you could go through a rehabilitation process, and a lot of times urologists might use penile pumps. Penile pumps are fantastic in terms of allowing a suction and allowing a means to help draw blood to areas of the penis and extend that. It's very hard for you to compare the flaccidity or the length if you don't have a full erection. So you need a full erection. Now, we have had studies where Viagra might actually help prevent severe COVID. The problem is if somebody is requiring Viagra, they already have cardiovascular disease. Cardiovascular disease causes worse outcomes. So this is what I would recommend. I know all you guys are waiting for the segment to end. I can't end the segment early, all right? But as soon as the segment ends, go and measure yourself. I sincerely doubt people have lost actual biological anatomical lengths. But I do understand that there might be an issue in terms of erection. And if your erection isn't full, you might have loss of girth and length with that. Talk to your doctor, talk to your urologist, and try not to get COVID. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of headlines over the last few weeks have circled around a accusation that health departments were directly saying, do not give monoclonal antibody or COVID treatments to whites, and to put preference on Hispanic, Latino, African-American, non-white populations. And I know this is very confusing to a lot of people, and I think this was there's a much better way of addressing this, because now there's legal fights for discrimination. And I really think we are addressing race and addressing disparities in healthcare different. And when politicians don't know medicine, and when politicians don't really understand, you know, race and how to help at-risk populations, they may make these decisions. And it might be simpler for the state to say, look, non-whites get preference. And that comes out wrong. It also can be illegal. So if you want to help non-whites, if you want to help populations that are at higher risk, and it has been established that African-American communities were at higher risk for COVID illness, just like African-American communities are at higher risk for heart disease and stroke. I think medicine and public health needs to be very, very consistent with some of their messaging. One thing I had said early on in medicine is you need to embrace the race. This was something that ticked a lot of people off because they wanted everybody treated the same. They said, look, if somebody's white, black, Hispanic, no matter what, be colorblind, don't even look at them as being black, white, Jewish, Asian, Mormon, whatever. You give everybody the same medicine. And I'm like, okay, you are really doing the average African American or female or male or Asian a disservice if you don't understand some of the biological differences. One thing we learned in medical school very early on is your choice of blood pressure treatment may be different in somebody who's Caucasian than African American. And so if you are trying to be progressive, saying, look, we're going to treat everybody the same, and you know, you're like, we don't want to look racist, so everybody gets a beta blocker or everybody gets a water pill, you could be doing that patient a disservice because you're not appreciating that there are differences. You know, we have this problem right now with men and women. Nobody wants to say a man is different from a woman. And how do we medically, in a very progressive world, not then hurt the patients we're trying to help? You know, that's why medicine, a lot of people don't like it. You know, on the chart, if you have ovaries, I totally respect if you're a transgender male. I respect it. I will address you any way you want. But if you have ovaries, it is my job to document and keep an eye on them because you could be getting ovarian cancer. If you are a transgender female but you have a prostate, we still need to know what biological organs you have. So we're trying to be very, very progressive and we're trying to be completely colorblind, completely gender blind, completely, but you know what, we're going to start killing transgenders by completely ignoring, you know what, I'm not even going to think about the ovaries. They're male, they are ovary free. No, if they got ovaries, somebody better keep an eye on those suckers. If you have a prostate, somebody should be evaluating you for prostate cancer. So I understand the world wants to be very, 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 very progressive. But we have to realize that what you might have biologically or anatomically still needs to be addressed medically. We also have to realize that COVID might be infecting certain populations more aggressively. Is there an ACE2 receptor difference in an African-American male than an African-American female? Is there a receptor difference in a diabetic Latina? Have we studied that yet? Well, in the meantime, public officials then make a mess of things where they basically publish guidelines using race and ethnicity in terms of choosing who gets monoclonal antibodies or not. Well, you got to be very, very careful with your verbiage. So if you look at how New York wrote it, in the New York State Department of Health wrote it this way. We recommend using BMI greater than 30 as a cutoff for weight-based risk factors. So if you have a BMI over 30, you're at high risk. The risk of severe disease increases with the number of comorbidities. That's true. Even among fully vaccinated individuals. Thank you for somebody having the cojones to say, look, vaccinated people could have COVID. Thank you. Non-white race or Hispanic Latino ethnicity should be considered a risk factor, as long-standing systemic health and social inequities have contributed to an increased risk of severe illness and death from COVID-19. Now, I would have preferred, rather than them highlighting social inequities, because that then implies they're trying to make things equitable, I would rather they know the science, say, look, in African-American communities, in diabetics who are Hispanic, or Hispanics who are diabetic, we are seeing much higher death rates than in Caucasian populations. It is completely fine in medicine to say African Americans are at higher risk, diabetics are at higher risk, women are at higher risk, lactating women, male are at higher risk. It is okay to say that. But instead, because nobody wants to bring up a male, female, gender, race, they feel like it's okay if they go under social inequities. So that means a rich black guy can't get monoclonal antibodies? Somebody who went to Harvard won't get monoclonal antibodies because what's in the bank account? So Utah and I think is it Minnesota? Hold on, let me see which states. Yeah, Utah and Minnesota right now are facing legal challenges because they published guidance using race and ethnicity. If I were you, all right, if there are these inequities putting certain neighborhoods at high risk for COVID death, what should we be doing in those neighborhoods? We should be building hospitals. We should be bringing doctors in. We should be putting up monoclonal antibody treatment centers there. Rather than say, look, across town, turn away a white person or an Asian. Get the mono. If we have high unvaccinated rates in the African American population, then put up monoclonal antibody treatments in areas where there's high vaccine hesitancy. Don't say it's social inequity. I have tons of patients in Alabama and Mississippi that are not vaccinated, and the majority of them are African American. That wasn't because that they, you know, they had access to the vaccine. They didn't want to get it. So if they're at higher risk because they chose not to get the vaccine, saying, okay, you're white, you don't get it, put the monoclonal antibody clinics in those areas where we know there could be hubs of higher COVID rates be due to low vaccination rates. I mean, I'm mixed on this because we need to understand that we're all very different a lot of times in our makeup. Our genetics put us at risk for different illnesses. Look at our BRCA gene mutations. And there are many people that are higher risk for colon cancer, you know, depending on their ethnicity than others. And so, yes, we do look at your race as a risk factor, but then word it differently. Say, look, we know that certain communities, including African American communities, are at higher risk, which means make sure that you have a higher index of suspicion of high COVID in these populations. But because they want to bring up that there are social inequities, they're making it sound like they're doing it to even up or make restitution, and that's where you start to get into legal challenges. It is completely fine for a health department to say African Americans might be at higher risk for severe disease because it has been well established that they are at higher risk for heart disease, stroke, cancer. Why have I for years said, can we please start to lower the colon cancer screening age in blacks? Because if you're waiting till 50, it's too late for many of them. So it is completely okay to appreciate the role and the risk factor that might happen in a race, but then have access in those neighborhoods or communities. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court's ruling on the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine or test requirements for large employers is expected at any time. In October of 2021, the Supreme Court upheld Indiana University's vaccine mandate. It did the same for a mandate for healthcare workers in Maine and then again for healthcare employees in New York State. When we know more, you'll know more. Just weeks before hosting the Beijing Winter Olympics, China is battling multiple coronavirus outbreaks in a half dozen cities, with the one closest to the capital driven by the Omicron variant. Across China, more than 20 million people are in some form of a lockdown, with many prevented from leaving their homes. Ronnie Spector, one of the best-known figures of the 60s girl group era, died Wednesday from cancer. She was 78. USA Radio News. If you have 6 years to give to the Army, they have a lot of money for you.
The U.S. Army is offering a maximum enlistment bonus of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who sign up for 6 years. The service is struggling to attract soldiers into certain critical jobs amid vaccine mandates. The head of the Army Recruiting Command told the Associated Press that shuttered schools and the competitive job market over the past year have posed significant challenges for recruiters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Olympic bronze medal winning sprinter 29-year-old Dion Lendore has died after a head-on collision in Texas involving two other vehicles. The crash happened outside Bryan College Station on Highway 6 Monday. The Trinidad Tobago track star was working as a volunteer assistant at Texas A&M when he crashed on his drive home from practice. That was according to team coach Pat Henry. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it sounds like the House is trying to move forward on the voting legislation. Biden is, I think, coming back. Was Joe Biden was like running around the country about the vote, talking about the voting rights bill. Okay. I know I had a little bit of an issue where it seems like a big topic of conversation is how voters need to be fed and how they need food and water when they're at when they're standing there, and I'm just seeing homeless people out of the cold all the time. I give them what I can from my car, but I don't have, I mean, I can't solve the homeless crisis. We kind of need our president to help solve the homeless crisis, but he seems to be very, very interested and focused on people standing at the polling booth on November 8th and them being hydrated and nourished. So I'm just a little kind of confused with that. Apparently, on November 8th, there's supposed to be some big malnourishment apocalypse that I was unaware of as a doctor. That's supposed to happen. And how voting rights needs to be passed so people can come up to other strangers without social distancing and hand them food and water that has not been FDA approved or gleaned or checked for foodborne illness. Now, I'm not sure what's going on there. If we do have all this money and we do have all the supply for food and water, November 8th is a long time away. There are homeless people now currently in January that could probably use that food and water. So maybe take a back seat on voter malnourishment. I understand it's a very important cause. Voters can be malnourished. I am sure many of them. But in light of some of them possibly having a gluten sensitivity or having a peanut allergy, I think the money might be better well spent feeding the homeless than those standing at a voting booth. So the House of Representatives today passed voting legislation ahead of a visit from President Joe Biden to Capitol Hill to make the case on action on voting rights. Now, this is a key move for Democrats because there's another election coming up soon. There always will be. And the Democratic-controlled House approved a measure that combined two voting bills, the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. It will next be sent to the Senate, where there's going to be a high-profile wait amid Republican opposition and resistance among some Democrats to change the filibuster rules and force it along a majority rule. Biden is expected to attend the Senate Democratic Caucus lunch on Thursday to discuss the effort to pass voting bills and potential changes to Senate rules. Let's just change the Senate rules to get something to pass. This is according to CNN. Well, that was my opinion, but yeah. CNN says, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki later confirmed that Biden will attend the Democratic Senate lunch, saying he will go to make the case directly to members for the new voting legislation. I'm not really sure how effective he is in terms of his speech and demeanor, but, you know, maybe he will scare some people. Who knows? So Psaki said, this is a defining moment that will divide everything before and everything after when the most fundamental American right that all others flow from, the right to vote, to have your vote counted, is at risk. And this is something that you guys might need to explain to me. I thought everybody gets to vote. I thought if you are a citizen, if you are a resident, if you register to vote, you get to vote. Am I missing something? Are there police saying, look, Dahlia, you don't get to vote because you, I don't know, I paid my taxes. I mean, are we having Americans turned away at the voting booths? I mean, if they vote twice, they might be. So I'm a little confused as to who's not being allowed to vote, unless this is mostly about those who are either undocumented or, yeah. I mean, all I know is if I try to sneak into North Korea, I don't think they're going to allow me a vote to oust Kim Jong-un. So I'm a little confused by that. So Biden's planned trip to Capitol Hill comes after the president called on the Senate in a forceful speech on Tuesday to change their filibuster rules in order to pass voting legislation. The reason why those rules are in place is because if there's going to be something this big, it has to be clearly something the American people want. The one thing we have seen with this House and Senate is it is slim, hair-thin margins. We have a country so divided, possibly the most divided it's ever been. And they want to change the rules so their very slim majority can get this done. They don't have enough votes to pass under current state rules due to Republican opposition.
They also don't appear to have the votes to change the rules. It is basically Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona who have long expressed opposition to eliminating the 60-vote threshold required to pass most legislation. So you have 100 senators. With 60 votes, that is a clear majority. Now, I know some people are like, 51 or 50.00001 is a majority. But that makes me very nervous that we have decisions being made that are so, you know, paper thin, hair thin. Because what that means is every time there's going to be a one-person majority, it's going to be flipped back, back, back. Okay, now we're going to vote against it. One of the reasons why those filibuster rules are in place is because if there is going to be a move for progress in America, you want that law to stick. And if Republicans do get a red wave, it makes no sense for there to be rules broken such that they could then go back and just flip it right back the following January. If this is something that we are deciding on, like giving food and water from random strangers to people standing at the polls, if this is something that America feels like really, really needs to be done, there should be a very overwhelming majority. And I also think that, you know, people that are, you know, either right or the left, I can't stand that it's just the right votes right and just the left votes left. I really believe there should be some bipartisan issues. So I don't know all the nuances, but if there is somebody who, let's say, was brought to America as a kid, and they have worked, and they have paid taxes, and they are becoming citizens, and it's not their fault their parents came here illegally and snuck over, but they were a kid, they went through the process, became a citizen, I think they have a right to vote. Whether I'm Republican, Democrat, I don't know where that stands along this. But Democrats are gearing up to implement a plan where the House will first pass the voting legislation, then it goes to the Senate. Democrats would need 60 votes to break a filibuster to move to final passage. So do they have 60 votes? No, they don't. Democrats are under intense pressure from grassroots activists and their voters to pass legislation to safeguard voting access, but have continually hit a wall. 10 Republicans would need to join with all 50 members of the Senate Democratic Caucus to pass voting legislation. Again, if you have convinced everybody that, I mean, if this is something that bipartisan people believe in, that illegals or people who are non-citizens should have a vote, then it will pass. But if people think, no, that messes with our integrity, they should become, you know, citizens first, then why aren't we listening? So, I don't know all the nuances with these bills, because obviously they're bigger than I could read in a segment. But it'll be very interesting to see what happens in the next few hours. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember Dennis Prager had gotten COVID, and I think he was treated with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. I think he came out of it okay. Glenn Beck now is suffering from COVID for the second time. He was unvaccinated, but he is being treated with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And he was on Mark Levin's podcast. Glenn Beck is about 57 years old. I've met him multiple times. He has the softest, smoothest hands. I don't know what his hand lotion is, but every time I shake his hand, I just want to hold his hand and rub it on my face because he's got like the smoothest hands. But I haven't seen him in a few years. But Glenn Beck is 57 years old, and he has now contracted coronavirus for a second time. And he tells Mark Levin, "I am great, Mark. I am great. Despite having COVID and seeing the destruction of our country." But he says, "It started to go into my lungs today, and I'm a little disturbed. I'm on all the medications and treatment and everything else." So Beck added he's been dealing with COVID for about a week, and he is getting better. Had it for about a week. I'm not going downhill. I mean, I think I'm feeling better. It's just getting into my lungs. You will want to avoid that. So Beck assured the right-wing radio host Mark Levin that he is not worried about the severity of his illness. He said, "Mark, I'm not concerned about it. I'm really not. I just am so done with this whole COVID thing. I know it is real." He's worried that his weight and health issues might put him more at risk. He says, "I am a fatty fatso, so that is probably not the best thing, and I got some other issues." Oh, yeah. All right. He said, Beck confirmed his diagnosis in an Instagram post where he said it feels like the cold. He did not have access to monoclonal antibodies. He said, "My second COVID test positive. Crap. So far, it is way different than the first time I had it in December 20. That time, it wiped me out for almost 3 weeks. This time, it's just the worst cold I ever had. This is really good news. If that becomes a dominant variant and almost the same pattern as the Spanish flu." He says, "The big question is, why can my doctor give me the treatment he and many other doctors believe in?" I think he meant to say, why can't. "Why is it we are out of the monoclonal antibody treatment? Do we still live in America, or are we all going to just quietly accept that we just need to get over it and live with less?" He says, "No thanks, Fidel. If I would become seriously ill, it would only be because this administration, along with Big Pharma, won't allow the free market to actually work." That's quoted from Daily Mail for Glenn Beck. So, hopefully Glenn Beck gets through it. I want anybody who gets COVID to get through it. AOC, whoever has COVID, please get through it. I don't want anybody getting hurt by this. But we do have to have a very difficult conversation here, okay? Since the beginning, I have said that we have been underestimating and underappreciating natural immunity. That natural immunity is nothing to blow off. If somebody does have it, they should be acknowledged and not still fired from their job. But people are starting to now scratch their heads on how much natural immunity is doing. And the question that keeps coming up is, why are we getting COVID twice if we had natural immunity? So we'll talk about it, okay? This doesn't mean natural immunity is nothing. But what it does mean, which is something we have been aware of since the beginning, is natural immunity might wane just like vaccine immunity. And if this virus is going to be acting like flu or cold, your having COVID early on in the pandemic doesn't mean jack diddly squat, which eventually might also be the same for us and the vaccines. Now, we were told, study after study, that the vaccines beat out natural immunity. And a lot of people didn't buy it. And so we now should have data. Let's look at those who were unvaccinated that probably had COVID, maybe Delta or Alpha, versus those that hid in a box, in a bubble, and just had the vaccines. You have people there. I'm sure you could test and use Glenn Beck as part of your study. But I think we need to have a very honest conversation of what our natural immunity is doing. Now, you have to be very careful with doctors. Using doctors might not help because we're being exposed every day. So if we're around patients every day, then we're getting that boost, and we're getting that boost. I am seeing doctors still get COVID. So maybe the original immunity that they got might not be enough to withstand Omicron. But Omicron is very interesting. Even if it's not causing the high hospitalization rate that we have been expecting with other COVID, it doesn't care if you're vaccinated or not, or had COVID before. And we're seeing a lot of people, I have a lot of patients who had COVID in the fall, they got Delta, and now they have Omicron. So where was their natural immunity? I'm not saying natural immunity doesn't exist. I think natural immunity is playing a huge role, and I think these people who have had it twice are still protected somehow with their natural immunity. But we have to be very careful saying all you need is natural immunity, all you need is natural immunity, because people who had COVID are getting Omicron. So just like the flu, I had the flu decades ago before I started getting yearly flu shots. That didn't do jack diddly squat in terms of all these future flus. I still need to get the flu vaccine if I don't want to get flu. So I think Omicron is causing both sides and both schools of thought to take a deep breath and go, okay, let's reset. It looks like the vaccines are not keeping everybody, you know, 100% safe and not minimizing workplace spread, because obviously those who are vaccinated carry the virus, we've established that, can still get sick, can still get other people sick. On the other side, for the natural immunity advocators, they have to admit, look, looks like having a previous COVID did not make you immune to Omicron either. And if we see a vaccinated individual and a naturally immune individual have the same Omicron COVID course, then we need to have the conversation of, look, it's your choice. If you want the vaccine, if you want the natural immunity. If these double doers like Glenn Beck do not end up in the hospital because they had natural COVID, then are they going to be treated the same as a vaccinated individual? My hunch is the artificial immunity from vaccines give you a much shorter, stronger immunity, but that wanes quicker. Whereas the natural immunity might give you less, but more long term. That's just a guess. I don't have the studies to say that. All we know is, you know, people are getting it whether they're vaccinated or not. That also means that Omicron must really look different from Delta. It could also mean that our immune systems are down. Maybe this isn't the virus, but it's us. We're home watching Netflix. We're eating too much. We're not outside in the sun. We're not going through our daily routine. We're not going to the doctor. Maybe our immunity is dropping just because of how we've been dealing with this. We're wearing masks. I understand the masks. But for 2 years, I have not gotten a cold. The first time I got sick was this. Even though I tested negative, I'm assuming it was Omicron. Did I screw myself over not wearing a mask or wearing a mask for 2 full years and not getting exposed to rhinovirus or adenovirus or enteroviruses? Did my immunity go on such vacation that all of a sudden they're waking up going, huh, what do we do? So we need to have some honest conversations. Did we screw ourselves over masking up for 2 years? Did we screw ourselves over getting the vaccine? Did we screw ourselves over not getting the vaccine? Did we screw ourselves over saying, look, all you need is to be vaccinated, or all you need is natural immunity? We are being outsmarted by this virus and by our immune system. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.